Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Country singer, songwriter, and guitarist Sean Mettler has experienced the sweet taste of success as well as the cruelty of the music biz. At 16, a young Jason Williams joined Sean's band near his hometown in Forsyth, Georgia. Williams was quickly discovered, left the band to go to Nashville, dropped his last name, and after a few years became a country superstar known as Jason Aldean. Meanwhile, Sean never got the call to join Jason as his guitarist, but after a few ups and downs in Nashville, things are headed in the right direction for Sean right here in Forsyth County. Last month, he won the Forsyth County Entertainment Awards Country Folk Artist of the Year. This week, his face graced the cover of Relish magazine, and he's just formed a new band. You can hear Sean in concert Friday, August 10th at the Oasis Cafe in Rural Hall, and on August 24th, he'll perform at the BB&T Ballpark, and later that night at Big Shots Tavern in Clements.
We ready? It's running, huh?
One question that came to mind is, I mean, how do you keep from burning out when you're at that young of an age into it?
Passion. I mean, it's a lot of musicians will say that they describe it like a fever. I've heard Merle Haggard and the Allman Brothers and different artists along the line have often described playing music and being hooked on it like that and not being able to give it up as a fever. And they say when you catch it, once you catch it, that's it. You can never shake it.
Yeah.
And I can attest to that, because there's been a couple times in my life where I've thought I was making the decision, you know, I'm going to back away from it and go a different route and just hang it up and join the normal, you know, scheme of things in life and society and, you know, work a regular job. And
that's right. You were a butcher for a while.
Yeah, I took a job in a grocery store like that, and I did it, and it lasted maybe a couple years at the most, you know, and I was miserable. I was still trying to play music on the weekends, and I just dreaded it every day, and I understood what they meant. I couldn't shake it eventually. I just said to myself, well, if you can't beat them, join them, you know, and I'm going to do this or die trying, you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
When Merle sang, Mama, try, yeah. Now I'm finding life ain't as easy as it seems.
What aspect of being away from it full-time, the songwriting, the honing your technique, the singing, the playing for crowds, what parts of it drew you back in?
Energy. Energy of music, energy of being in a venue, no matter what size it is, various sizes, if it's small or big, and everything in between. The energy you feel when you share music and the sounds and the substance that comes out of creating music by yourself, and particularly with other people, like in a band situation, is ultimate. It's so much bigger than yourself. And then once it's received by other human beings, whether it's 5 or 5,000, you feel that energy, and that's priceless and cannot be duplicated. And it's something that I crave. The energy of live performance is really where my desire is. I love to songwrite, I love to record, and I love to do those things, but my passion, my desire is playing live performances at this stage of my life. And I love to share that and send out energy through music, you know, and communicate and maybe move people and take them on a bit of a ride, because I'm going on it. It's taken me on one, you know, and it's sort of a catharsis, a therapeutic deal. And if they connect with that and they get it sometimes, that's when it really pays off, and you see maybe somebody rode along with you and they got it. And in turn, it gives me a feeling that I can't, you know, that can only be found doing that. I mean, that I've found in my experience.
I don't have no illusions.
My thanks to 2012 Forsyth County Entertainment Awards Country Folk Artist of the Year, Sean Mettler. You can hear Sean, the hardest working man in country music, live in concert Friday, August 10th at the Oasis Cafe in Rural Hall. On Friday, August 24th, he'll perform at the BB&T Ballpark, and then later that night, Sean will be at the Big Shots Tavern in Clemens. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.